Welcome to the Low Sodium Show. I am your host, Mark Lenny Crew Wheeler, and we have going to have a good night tonight. I tell you what right now, boy. But we've got a lot of good info to pass along tonight. We're going to be talking a little bit about competition, how to prep yourself. This is part one, getting ready for next week. But competition fishing, okay? It seems like the general consensus in the kayak fishing world is to be to step up the game to competition fishing. We talked about it 2 weeks ago, and I hope everyone had a wonderful Thanksgiving. About competition fishing, this how it's stepping from just winning a paddle or a boat to actually winning cash money. So we're going to talk about that. We're going to also talk about a few other things that are going on in the world and in the world of fishing. And yeah, we'll have a great show. So with that being said, we're going to take our first quick break, just like we always do, and we'll be right back with more, I love this stuff, of Kayak Fishing Radio's Low Sodium Show with your host, Mark Lennon, Crew Wheeler. We'll be right back right after this.
Looking for a group of kayak anglers to share your kayak fishing adventures with? Check out yachtangler.com, your ultimate fishing resource.
Give me the Flats at Dawn with plenty of tailing fish.
And the perfect fly rod.
Whoa! Yeah!
And get ready for some magic.
What an awesome eat!
And I got one!
Oh, damn, I got him!
You got it!
I got him!
Join Bonefish and Tarpon Trust.
Nice fish.
And help make sure that the magic never ends. Visit tarbone.org to find out how you can help.
Looking for a new cooler with a lifetime warranty and made 100% in the United States? Look no further than Orca Coolers. These roto-molded, rugged coolers feature premium quality, seamless construction, meaning they're built to take whatever you and Mother Nature throws at them. Orca Coolers allow ice to keep for days, and they have non-slip feet so your cooler stays where you want it. With secure external latch system, the lid always stays closed. Orca Coolers. Made 100% in the USA, always has been, always will be. Check them out at orcacoolers.com.
You are listening to The Low Sodium Show on Kayak Fishing Radio with your host, Mark the Landing Crew Wheeler.
All right. Let's get right into competition fishing, and we're going to take a look at this both ways, and of course you're listening to the Low Sodium Show only on the Kayak Fishing Radio Network, and we're going to talk about how to prepare yourself first for any sort of competition fishing, okay, whether you're fishing from a kayak, from shore, from a bass boat, from a six-pack boat going after tuna and marlin, how to prepare yourself as the angler. And the first main thing I always tell people, because my life is consisting of fishing professionally in tournaments, okay? And what I've learned from other anglers is that the biggest thing that you have to keep in mind, okay, when you're fishing in a tournament, okay, for money, for a kayak, for whatever, is that confidence and knowing that you are going to put fish in the boat. Having that confidence to do that is key to being, successful. That comes above and beyond, pre-fishing. That comes far and beyond, having the right tackle. Granted, it helps, But you need to have the confidence going into it. If you go into it going, oh, I'm not sure how I'm going to do, and you're going to lose them automatically. You're going to just go ahead and don't even show up for the weigh-in if you're going to be like that. But if you come into it going, you know what? My gear is the best as it's going to be. My knowledge of the water I'm fishing is going to be the best it's going to be. I'm going to give it everything is my best, and I'm going to win this thing possibly. I'm going to win this. You will come into it, and you'll catch fish. You have confidence, and you'll be able to get through the day. Okay? So, you know, there's a one of those ta-da moments, you know. And we all have them as tournament anglers. And for me, to be successful, to me to have that confidence, okay, is to have fun. Okay, it's one of those things that I know it seems simple, okay, but for me, it's all about fun, okay? Now, how do I do that, okay? Is I get out there and I be a goofball. I be me, okay? I don't go in there being, I'm Mark Wheeler, I'm a kayak fishing pro with Jackson Kayak, Coca Coolers, and blah, 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 blah. I don't do that. It doesn't behoove me because it just makes me look like a D. Okay? It literally just makes me look not right, and I don't like that. Okay? Not saying I look great, but you know what I mean. Now, with that being said, let's talk about how do you get that confidence. Okay? And everyone's different. For me personally, if I go into a tournament and I've never pre-fished it, my only knowledge that I have is from being online, reading old magazines, whatever. I'm trying to explain it the best way how I perceive my confidence. Okay, and everyone has baits and stuff like that, but, you know, if I've never been to a body of water before, but I've only got basic knowledge from magazines, internet, whatever, okay, I'm just going to do what I do. And that's the big synopsis of all this. I'm going to do what I do best, okay, and I'm going to be the best that I can be, okay? Simple as that. And we're going to touch more on this on next week's show. We're going to have a whole different format for next week. It's going to be an absolutely awesome show. We're going to really step up the game of Kayak Fishing Radio and really show off what we can do through our experiences as of recent. But back on track. So for me, it's being who I am, okay? And some guys call it trash fishing. That's fine. But for me, it's just what I do. I grind it out. I have been in tournaments where literally, these are boat tournaments, I've got two bass in the well, been out in the water 6 hours, I've got 45 minutes till weigh-in, check-in time, okay? And I've done everything that, you know, the lake I was on, perceived as, and it was out of my niche. I'm a power fisherman, okay? Even when I'm finesse fishing, I'm still power fishing, okay? And finally, I was just like, you know what? Screw it. And I was with the boater at the time. I was a co-angler. It was an FLW tournament up in Smith Mountain Lake. And I was fishing finesse because that was what all the reports said. It is what pre-fishing was producing on. But that day, for whatever reason, they didn't want the finesse bite. And that last 45 minutes, I'm sitting there, and I threw out a shaky head, tummy head jig, and I let it sink, start finessing, and I look over just to my right because we were moving from right to left. We're going down the edge there, and I look to my right, and I'm going, what is that? And I'm looking, and it's bass swirling on shad, on Big Shad. And I'm going, aha, now I know what I need to do. Reeled in that shaky head, turn on a lipless crankbait, something I haven't thrown all day. And I know you're going, wow, Wheeler hasn't thrown a lipless crank, and it's amazing. I throw a lipless crank every time I go out. Tie that on, send it towards the bank, start working it. As soon as I do, boom, I hammer a 4-pounder. I'm like, I got this, Jank. Make another cast, bring it in, ripping. My boater's going, you know that 4-pounder was just a bunk, fluke, bam, and I bring in another 3-pounder. Throw it out again, same spot, boom, 2-pounder, boom, 1-pounder. Now I got my limit. Now I'm playing the calling game. Okay, and that put me in 8th place for that tournament. All right, so confidence. I had 2 confidence builders there. One is my knowledge of, okay, something's not working, I need to change it up. Granted, it was all day, it took me to change it, but I finally changed it. Second confidence is my bait. I am extremely confident with crankbaits, lipless crankbaits, top waters, the gambit, okay? I literally have that full notion in my repertoire, okay, of gear that I can use, okay? Along with that, all right, I have the rebellious edge of going, okay, so this isn't working, let's just try anything. And that's how, you know, you do a lot of tournaments. But we need to take a quick break, and when we come right back, we're going to hit up on more of competition fishing, prepping, getting ready, and actually fishing that tournament. We come right back with more of the Low Sodium Show, only on the Kayak Fishing Radio Network.
Bull Bay Custom Rods are handcrafted, designed, built by fishermen for fishermen. Each plank goes through a rigorous stress test to ensure the highest quality, period. You can actually feel the action of the bite as well as lure vibration through the foregrip. Made with the highest quality components and made to your specifications, Bull Bay Custom Rods bring innovation to your hands. Go to bbrods.com to check out some amazing custom rods. Bull Bay Custom Rods, built by fishermen for fishermen.
Boondoggle? What the heck is a boondoggle? Is it a tournament? No, it's not a freaking tournament. A boondoggle's just an event where a bunch of kayak anglers come together for a weekend of fun and kayak fishing. We all get together and fish, check out industry-related products, have a big dinner, and swap a fishing story or two. What's that? Sounds like a useless waste of time? Yeah, it is. So what? So get your butt up off the couch and get to a boondoggle. Bring yourself. Bring your family. Heck, bring your hairy-ass brother-in-law. I don't care. Just get to a boondoggle. Check out yakangler.com/boondoggle for more information.
Welcome to KayakFishingRadio.com. To submit your local fishing report to be aired on Kayak Fishing Radio and the Kayak Fishing Radio iPhone and Android app, please follow these steps. Step 1, create a Skype account. Step 2, add Kayak Fishing Radio to your contacts on Skype. Step 3, call Kayak Fishing Radio and you will hear a recorded greeting. Start recording after the tone. If you do not have a computer or access to one, you may call in via phone at 404-890-5232. That's 404-890-5232. Kayak Fishing Radio presents The Low Sodium Show with your host, Mark the Landing Crew Wheeler.
Alright, and we are back with more of the Low Sodium Show, only on the Kayak Fishing Radio Network. Alright, So, you know, we're talking about confidence, getting yourself ready, how to get into a tournament, you know, the mindset. Okay, and the mindset that I've always got, like I said, is I'm going to win. That's my confidence. Okay, but to prepare you for before you get on the water, okay, pre-fish, do whatever you need to do, okay. But if you're going out of town, okay, to fish a tournament, all right, I highly recommend you get a hotel. Or you bunk up with someone, some way that you can get a good night's rest. Okay, the number one thing I see on tournaments is guys don't get in a good night's rest. They're out partying, doing whatever, and that's fine. If that's what you're going to do, that's cool with you. But if you're going in for money, and we're talking big money here, you know, 3, 4, 5, 10, 20, 30, 40,000 dollars in prize money, the last thing you need to have happen is for you to be hungover. The last thing you need to have happen is for you to be tired, not energized, not have a good meal. Okay? These are all things that will affect you during the tournament day. And we're going to talk more about that next week. Okay? And, you know, get in a hotel room. One thing I also recommend is carry 6 or 7 alarm clocks. Okay. Last thing you want to have happen is for you to be late for launching or, you know, or anything. You're late, you're done, there's no tournament, you just wasted your time and money and those around you. Okay. Especially if you're fishing a bass tournament. Okay. You don't show up and you're the boater, you just screwed your co-angler. Okay. So, these, you know, that's something that's, you know, get a good and nice rest. Literally, okay, a lot of times what I do, okay, because I am a nervous wreck the night of before a tournament, okay, I am absolutely, positively just out of my mind. The first thing I always do, okay, so I get to the tournament, you know, the captain's meeting, get all the info I can. I talk to a lot of guys, okay, while I'm at that tournament, the meeting. I get there early, and I start talking to people, getting info, okay, meeting my co-angler, meeting my boater, getting all that info, just building that repertoire, that knowledge base. Because a lot of times, you find out that the guy was fishing on the other end of the thing, okay, especially those guys that walk up, and they've got the koozie, okay, with the can of adult beverage. And you go, ha-ha. Hey, you pre-fish? Yeah, I pre-fish, man, and I was out there, and I was down here. But there wasn't really much going on. And I'll talk to them once when they first get there. And usually I'll watch them. They're in their cooler. They've got 3 or 4 into them. Walk back out to them. You know, hey, man, how'd you do today? Oh, man, we were down there, and we actually tore them and things suck up, man. I just tell you what, it was a good old day. All right. So you can circumnavigate that whole jack hole issue, you know, with the liquid truth serum. So you go through all that. You push forward and you know you finish the meeting. Usually, as soon as they give you the hominis dominus, all right, guys, see you in the morning at 04 for launch. Everyone disperses. Okay, what I do after that is I go have a meal. Okay. I'm not talking going to Bubba Joe's chili shop and loading up on 30 pounds of chili. Uh-uh, ain't happening. Sorry, not doing it. But what I do is I eat something, okay, that is pretty much healthy. One of my favorite things in the world is breakfast. I love breakfast, okay? So an IHOP, Waffle House, one of those things is what I go for. If I'm in a Bodunk town, okay, and there are a lot of them out there. But one of the things that I highly suggest is that if you're in that Bodunk town and you go and you try to find, I do a lot of pre on the area, and I'll go look around. Okay, I got a McDonald's. I'm not going to eat there. That just tears me up. I've got this, I've got that. Don't hardly have a lot of choices. But a mile out of town, I find out that there's a little mom and pop that's only open for, you know, until like 8. The captain's meeting ends at 7:30. Can I get there in time? A lot of times I'll call them up, be like, listen, I'm coming in hot. This is my order, because I'll go there beforehand, get my order done. Or, you know, can I get takeout? I'll take it back to my hotel room. That's where when I get to the hotel room, I get comfortable. I turn on the TV, okay? I watch some TV. I get my gear ready. All right, last-minute checks. My line good. Do I have leaders tied? Do I have all my baits reorganized? Set a game plan. Check the weather. Go on the internet. You know, look at yakangler.com. You know, check out Jackson Kayak. A little bit of Facebook time. You know, little stuff like that. My, you know, usual routine at night. Set my alarms. Make sure they're all working. Make sure they're right. Make sure everything's perfect. Then I take a shower. I don't take one in the morning, okay? Because if I wake up late and I'm all grungy, I just don't want to be out there, okay? So I'll take one at night. I take my own sheets. So I strip the bed in the hotel room. I redo my sheets, my personal sheets. I have my pillow, my blanket, and then I go to bed. Usually I go to bed around 10, okay? It's my usual bedtime for me, 10, 11 o'clock. Okay, if I'm all cranked up and jacked up because it's a big tournament, whatever, and I just know I'm not going to be able to sleep, NyQuil PM or whatever is the best thing for it. All right, you take one of them and you're copacetic. I mean, you're out. But again, a lot of alarm clocks, staggered, loud, anything I can do to be up in the morning. And I always set it for at least 2 hours before. So this way I'm up. I can go get breakfast, okay? A lot of the times, if you're in a special hotel, in a hotel where they know there's going to be a lot of y'all, and they know that launching's at 4, they'll have a pre-breakfast out, more like a mid-rat, like 2 a.m. They'll put out muffins and coffee and stuff like that, and I'll drink my cups of coffee. The first thing I do is I drink coffee for two reasons. First reason is it wakes me up. Second reason is everyone has it, everyone's done it, the after coffee boo-boo. Okay? You know, the after coffee,
ring-a-ding, ding, ding, ding-dong. Ring-a-ding-dong, ding, ding, dong.
One of those, okay? on the porcelain throne. This way I don't have to worry about it when I'm out in the water. Okay, I have my breakfast, whatever that might be. I then get there early, help guys launch boats, and do it. Okay, what this is doing is I'm also talking to guys. Hey, what's your plan? What are you doing? What you got going on? I look at rods. You know, a lot of times guys will put their you know, not what they're going to use, but you can see colors because a lot of the guys that are showing up don't have a lot of color variations for their setup, but they will have everything in that color variation right there. That makes any sense. Okay, so you're building confidence, you're building knowledge. Okay. Building what you need to have to be successful. Okay. So, we're going to take another break. When we come right back with more of the Low Sodium Show, we're going to have, talking about on the water confidence, what if you're starting a tournament? What do you need to know? What do you need to have to be successful? Okay. And we're going to start with marketing. Very little knowledge on it. Okay. But just a basis on marketing to get you ready for your tournament. Like I said, we'll be right back with more of the Low Sodium Show. Only on the Kayak Fishing Radio Network.
Give me the flats.
That is the sound, folks, of the Kraken. Yes, yeah, I said it. If you're wondering what I'm talking about, oh, here it is again. The Kraken, folks, is the next boat coming out with Jackson Kayak. And to say that we are all excited is an understatement. So, for more information, stay tuned to Jackson Kayak on Facebook, on Twitter, on their website, and at your local dealer. Go to jacksonkayak.com and your local dealer to find out more on not just the Kraken, but the rest of the Jackson Kayak fleet. Do you have that issue? Do you have that issue when you're fishing? Crickets? You just can't catch a bite. You just can't catch a fish. You just can't do anything to be able to put fish in your boat. It drives you insane. How do I put more fish in my boat? Get more fish on my line? Get the opportunity to catch more fish. Well, folks, here's the whip of it all. Unfair Lures. Okay? Unfair Lures. A Paul Van Reenen. Awesome setup. Okay? Dinkman's Mullet. The Greenie. The Rip and Slash. The Shrimp. All of them put more fish in the boat. So for more information, go to Unfair Lures. Check them out, and go from fishing to catching with Unfair Lures.
Winnendago.
All right, folks, this is the news of kayak fishing here now. Flying angler, kayak angler, dies from shark bite. Find out more information on yakangler.com, Kayak Fishing Magazine, and, of course, Facebook. But check it out. Find out what happened with this guy. It's pretty amazing. Gives you a lot to think about. So check it out on yakangler.com. Other big news, okay, the Jackson Kayak Kraken has been semi-released, okay, showing what it's about. It's a Jim Salmon's signature boat. It is going to be awesome. It is going to be wild, and it's definitely going to be worth checking out. So go check out Jackson Kayak, their Facebook page, their website, and your local dealer for any little tidbits of information. And that is... Show. We'll be right back for a Mark Lanning and the Sudden Show right after this. All right, folks, let's talk about Tommy Head Jigs. You've heard me talk about Tommy. We've had Tommy on the show. He's a huge contributor to the kayak fishing community. But why do we talk about him so much? Why do those that fish with Tommy Head Jigs only fish with Tommy Head Jigs? Well, you need to find out for yourself. So go to TommyHeadJigs.com right now. Pick you up a pack and let them know that Mark Landon Wheeler sent you. Again, TommyHeadJigs.com. Rip some lips with Tommy Head Jigs.
with your host, Mark the Landing Crew Wheeler.
Yes, folks, you are here with Mark Landing Crew Wheeler and Kayak Fishing Radio. I know I'm touching the next week's show a little bit. You know, we're been about 30 minutes in to the show. I want everyone to tune in to next week's show if you're listening to this right now. I need people to call in. I'm going to try to get a few tournament guys on. My main man, G-Man, Gerald Swindell, might show up. Should be a lot of fun. And we're going to talk tournament fishing some more. A little more knowledge on that. All right? So with that being said, we're going to get out of here. All right? I thank you so much for tuning in. Okay? Yeah, I could not do this without y'all. So with that being said, please check out my personal sponsors, Jackson Kayak, Orca Coolers, Full Bay Rods, Bugger All, Tommy Head Jigs, Unfair Lures. Cannot say enough about them. So go out there, check them out. Pick if you haven't tried them, pick them up and just see what the fuss is all about. And you will be pleasantly surprised. Again, this is Mark Lindy Crew Wheeler reminding y'all, take a kid fishing, get him out in the outdoors. Always wear your PFD. It does you no dang good. Okay? Sitting in the boat as it's floating away and you're sinking. All right? And if you get out fishing, wear the proper cold weather gear and get your fish on, mate. Good night, everybody. Catch you next week. Tune in tomorrow night to the Godfather of Kayak Fishing Radio, Chip Gibson Show. 8 o'clock on Blog Talk Radio. With that being said, good night, everybody. Catch you next time.